In a statement, Ukraine's justice minister warned anti-government protesters occupying her ministry that she will call for a state of emergency if they do not leave. Elena Lukash told local media she would ask the National Security and Defense Council to introduce the measures. Protesters seized the building in the capital Kiev late on Sunday and set the barricades outside with bags of snow. The threat of a state of emergency seems at odds with previous pledges by President Viktor Yanukovych in a phone conversation with European Commission President José Manuel Barroso.
We also reassured President Barroso that it was not foreseen to install a state of emergency in Ukraine.
That's European Commission spokesperson Olivier Bailey, who also said the European Union is considering actions against Ukraine if the situation is not stabilized. Unrest is spreading across Ukraine, with activists taking over municipal buildings in up to 10 cities. Fresh unrest has been reported in the country's east, north and south. The new tensions come after opposition leader Arseniy Yatsenyuk rejected President Yanukovych's offer to become prime minister. Heavyweight boxing champion turned opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko also refused to become vice prime minister. They have said they first want their demands to be met, including early presidential elections and the release of political prisoners, such as former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. The opposition and demonstrators braving freezing temperatures also seek closer ties with the European Union. President Yanukovych refused to sign the European Union Association Agreement, opting instead for a closer relationship with Russia in exchange for a $15 billion bailout. Between all the tensions, there was also a moment of reflection Sunday. Demonstrators remembered those who died in recent clashes with police, as Pope Francis urged an end to the violence devastating this former Soviet republic. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.